Join Mark and Molly Hemingway, Brian Wolfmiller, Rod Dreher, Jennifer Roback Morse, Scott Murray, and me for the 2017 Fall Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, Friday, November 10th and Saturday, November 11th in Houston, Texas. Registration is $120. For more information, visit issuesetc.org. The Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, November 10th and 11th in Houston.
And they won't ask me questions.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. On this Tuesday, June the 20th, Pastor Matt Harrison joins us, president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. He's been working for a long time on a project in Washington, D.C. called the New Lutheran Center for Religious Liberty, and he joins us for an update on that and on the issues of religious liberty. Pastor Matt Harrison is a regular guest. He's president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, author and editor and translator of numerous books, including his latest Letters from a Pastor's Heart. Matt, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Hi, Todd. How are you?
Tell us a little bit about the Lutheran Center for Religious Liberty and just answer this question. Is it really necessary? Some people would say, look, this kind of project is better suited for works righteous Catholics or evangelicals, not for Lutherans, because after all, we're people of the gospel and not of the law. How do you respond?
Yes. Well, as we've noticed over recent years especially, but it's been going on for a long time, our rights to free speech in the public realm have been increasingly infringed upon. We face all kinds of pressures constantly. Our military chaplains, for instance, face the threat of limited speech. The question is, should we be active? Should we participate in government? Should we participate with those who take part in legal government processes and legal processes in an aggressive defense of our rights to speak the gospel? Should we participate and argue for our ability to maintain parochial schools, for instance, that share our specific faith values? Should we, When the state of Illinois passes legislation, for instance, that requires every adoptive couple, before they adopt, to go through training in order to assist an adoptive child who wants to transgender, should we simply sit back and allow that kind of aggressive legislation to move forward? Or should we step forth, take part in the public discourse, the legal discourse, and aggressively defend our First Amendment rights? We say, yes, we should participate, and we should do so aggressively, and also educate our people on the great benefits of the Lutheran Two Kingdoms dogma. The Lutheran teaching on the Two Kingdoms is that the state is a gift of God, but the state, if it acts against, contrary to natural law, which is the same law planted in every heart, though obscured by sin, we should be able to speak out when the government acts contrary to reason, natural law, and the Ten Commandments. And that for our specific right, God-given right, to speak the gospel wherever we are.
How would you respond to a Lutheran pastor who might say that a decision like Obergefell that legalized same-sex marriage last year doesn't really influence what they do? How would you respond to that, Matt?
Well, Obergefell has moved forward an agenda which is contrary to reason, natural law, and the Ten Commandments, and has now occupied every facet of society. Is it right for, and is it, does it accord with our Christian freedom to proclaim, and does it accord with our rights as citizens to be pushed out of society and participation because we disagree with the reigning orthodoxy? Can, for instance, a layperson hold a position in government at whatever level if, in fact, they are conscience-bound, religiously bound, not to accept gay marriage? Those are questions we face, and they're real questions that LCMS people and many other faithful Christians and others are facing. Does a judge in Wyoming, an LCMS judge in Wyoming, who has never performed marriages, deserve to be disbarred simply because she holds to the traditional view of marriage? Is she unqualified to serve the state in that capacity? We believe the answer is no. And there are a lot of people aggressively fighting for the rights of Christians to be Christians and participate in society and also to freely speak the gospel. And it's high time that the Missouri Synod also let its voice be heard.
So what is the Lutheran Center for Religious Liberty? What kind of issues is it going to be dealing with?
It is an organization that is going to be strictly limited to issues of marriage, life, and religious freedom.
So how do you envision it functioning there in Washington, D.C.?
This office will, we have been operating for some time now, working carefully and closely with partners on various issues, like the Alliance Defending Freedom, which has won over 20 or some 20 religious freedom cases at the Supreme Court level. We have been supporting and working with partners as they defend LCMS people and occasionally institutions in court for religious freedom. The organization will, under Greg Zelf's leadership, ramp up to an active participation to be a player at the table as these issues are discussed and debated on our national level and in D.C. The great uniqueness of the Lutheran Kingdom's dogma is that we are not here to Christianize the state. Unlike other evangelical and reformed approaches, we do not believe that the state is to operate according to the revelation of God's word. That's what the church is for. The state is to operate according to reason and natural law and not contradict the Ten Commandments. We aren't on about Christianizing the state. We're on about us continuing to have the right of a free conscience and the free conscience to speak the gospel of Christ and not be drummed out of society or drummed out of participation in government simply because we hold to the scriptures.
How would you respond to a listener who says, well, look, I understand why the Lutheran Center for Religious Liberty was a good idea maybe 2 years ago, but it really isn't necessary because we have a ostensibly pro-life president, pro-life vice president in Donald Trump and Mike Pence there in the White House?
Well, of course, the Trump presidency has taken the pressure off in numerous places. Personally, I don't know whether suspending the enforcement of the Johnson Amendment, not that it was ever enforced too much, but all of a sudden granting clergy the right to speak publicly on elections and those kind of matters, that's not probably a wise place for us to go. But nevertheless, we are called to stand up and confess what we believe and to hold forth for it in the public square.
Many of our listeners might remember, and we were frequently interviewing at the time the director of the old LCMS Office of Government Information. How is the Lutheran Center for Religious Liberty different from that?
This would be a more aggressive organization, and I've called it an aggressive defense, even though there's been a bit of a reprieve on this Congress and president. On the agenda, the entire matter marches forth of those secularizing elements that would push reasonable Christians out of any public service. I call to attention the scathing attack of Bernie Sanders just a week or so ago upon a appointee who had certain Christian views, a common Christian view that one must believe in Christ to be saved, as though having that view disqualifies us simply because we don't honor all people. Well, that is just pure rubbish. We need to stand forth for the basic rational and Christian teaching that all people have dignity and worth and are valued.
So it sounds as though, although it bears the name Lutheran, and it certainly should, this is going to advocate generally for all religious freedom of all religious persons in the United States.
We will advocate for, I mean, we are the people, Lutherans are the people of the free conscience. Luther said, thoughts are tax-free. The government has no right to tell a individual what they are to believe or what their religion should be. We have First Amendment rights, and we shouldn't be drummed out of public service or public discourse simply because we hold to traditional values. So we will partner where we can with other organizations that are doing good things. Where we don't agree with them, we will not partner. But we will also be aggressive in teaching our own people the genius of Luther's Two Kingdoms dogma, which, by the way, is expressed wonderfully in the Augsburg Confession. It says it is, in fact, a good work to make use of the legal processes available to oneself.
You mentioned Dr. Greg Seltz just a moment ago. What can you tell us about the Lutheran Center for Religious Liberty's first executive director?
Greg is a very gifted individual. He's known far and wide for his work as the Lutheran Hour speaker. He did his master's degree, his MDiv and master's degree at Concordia Seminary, St. Louis. He wrote a wonderful master's thesis on koinonia under Dr. Nagel, which is a tremendous piece of work. He's just completed the necessary work for a PhD at the same institution, dealing with the topic on of the two kingdoms. He's uniquely placed to do this. He works well with other people. He has a great presence. He knows what Lutheranism is. And he's going to do a great job and be a great face and intellect for us as we up the ante. We're looking to help train and encourage people to serve in government. We're looking forward to seminars, to internships with young people, particularly young people at our Concordias, as we hold forth for the Lutheran Two Kingdoms dogma.
Folks, you can find out more about the new Lutheran Center for Religious Liberty at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Pastor Matt Harrison is president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, author, editor, and translator of numerous books, including his latest Letters from a Pastor's Heart. Matt, thank you very much.
Thank you so much. It's a great day. God bless you.
Folks, the Lutheran Witness magazine interprets the contemporary world from a Lutheran perspective. You can take advantage of a great offer they have. Six issues for only $6.99. You can learn more at cph.org/try-Lutheran-witness. That's cph.org/try-Lutheran-witness. I actually have an article in the August edition of the Lutheran Witness on whether or not those who are led astray by false doctrine incur a lesser punishment in hell. It's a tough question, but I deal with it in the next edition of the Lutheran Witness. cph.org/try-Lutheran-witness. Tomorrow on Issues Etc., we'll discuss the political and media double standard of human decency. How can it be that the Associated Press issues a national story on the harvesting and sale of eagle parts and has yet to write one word about the harvesting and sale of human baby parts by Planned Parenthood? Pastor Jonathan Lang will be our guest. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for listening.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
What makes Christ Our Savior Lutheran Church in Freeburg, Illinois so special? Our new members talk about the family atmosphere, the welcoming people, and the outstanding music. But most importantly, you'll be confronted with your sin and comforted with the assurance that Jesus has removed that sin so that you can live each day as His baptized and forgiven child. Christ Our Savior Lutheran Church is at 612 North State Street in Freeburg, Illinois. Sunday worship is at 9 a.m., Sunday school and Bible classes at 10:20 a.m. Call 618-539-5664.
College Preparation Station in Maryville, Illinois offers ACT, SAT, and PSAT test prep, scholarship application classes, college and career counseling, and more. Hi, this is Lori Konski, president of College Preparation Station. We have helped our students obtain more than $7 million in tuition scholarships in 12 years. Find out more at cpsprep.com. Let us help you create a vision and find your future. The College Preparation Station in Maryville, Illinois, cpsprep.com.